Well, it's all right, riding around in the breeze. Well, it's all right, if you live the life you please. Well, it's all right, doing the best you can. Well, it's all right, as long as you lend a hand.
You can sit around and wait for the phone to ring, waiting for someone to tell you everything. Sit around and wonder what tomorrow will bring. Maybe a diamond ring.
Well, it's all right, even if they say you're wrong. Well, it's all right, sometimes you gotta be strong. Well, it's all right, as long as you got somewhere to lay.
Somewhere down the road away, you'll think of me and wonder where I am these days. Maybe somewhere down the road when somebody plays Purple Haze.
Well, it's all right, even when push comes to shove. Well, it's all right, if you got someone to love. Well, it's all right, everything will work out fine. Well, it's all right, we're going to the end of the line.
Don't have to be ashamed of the car I drive.
The end of the line.
I'm just glad to be here, happy to feel that.
The end of the line, of the line.
And it don't matter if you're by my side.
Well, it's all right, even if you're old and gray. Well, it's all right, you still got something to say. Well, it's all right, remember to live and let live. Well, it's all right, best you can do is forgive. Well, it's all right.
Just needed to hear that song today. It clicked with me. Because I've made numerous references to something on websites and article titles and our daily posts on Morgana Precious Metals, where I make reference to End of the Line. And I think that in many respects that is starting to happen, people. Definitely End of the Line. Good day. Jeff Fennett here, protecting your wealth. I got to tell you, it's been an extremely interesting few days. And I'm just bear with me for being just a little bit slow. Oh, my God, you got to be kidding me. Do me a favor, stick the music on for just a second. Be right back. Doorbell's ringing.
Well, it's all right, riding around in the breeze. Well, it's all right.
Stuff going on. We're back, baby. As many of you know, I've got an exceedingly twisted sense of humor, and I started making references to people on the air, or you know, people who would call. And I think I made this comment on John's program yesterday. Gold and silver, the new toilet paper. Well, now I'm having some fun with it. If you are online right now, you're on your computer, or if you've got access through your cell phone, go to the website. Morgana, M-O-R-G-A-N-A, preciousmetals.com. And take a peek at the the top heading, right at the very beginning. It should be up, but apparently it doesn't want to come up, and it's just a royal pain in the butt. That's not the one I want, you idiots. Let's back up here. It's either up or it's not. What the heck can you do? It's crazy. It's absolutely nuts. Things are going bonkers on the internet. I was on the phone with Dr. Reed a little while ago, and her phone kept sounding like it was breaking up, and she thought somebody was tapping her line, and she recently just switched to a new phone service, and I don't think they're doing her any justice, blah, 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 and on and on and on it goes. Anyway, it's Tuesday, I think. I've lost track. I was up quite late last night working on, posts on Morgana for the day. And a lot of news headlines, economic and otherwise. Yes, it's true. It's true. Gold and silver, the new toilet paper. And believe it or not, I found a photograph of a very large roll of gold toilet paper. Now, at the time it was originally produced, it was selling for about $1,400 a roll. Is it nuts or what? Is it me? Is it you? What's going on? Quite busy since I got up early this morning. I was on the phone dealing with clients and taking care of it. It's not easy right now because I had mentioned that my local supplier has absolutely no silver, very little gold. I made a purchase of a lot of his fractional silver pieces the other day, all of which is sold. We ran a special offering yesterday on John's program. We had a single package available of 350 fractional silver pieces, newly minted, just exquisite stuff. And I like it. I don't, but it's too much. It's too expensive. No, it's not too expensive. You may have to use a silver dime to buy a roll of toilet paper. It's simple. But that silver dime should buy you a whole package of toilet paper right now. And that's the way you've got to look at it. I don't want to give somebody a 1 ounce when all I'm trying to buy is this. Then I got to figure out what kind of change I got to take for these idiots. Don't kid yourself. More than I've ever seen in the 30 years I've been in this business do I believe that we're going to see these days happen very soon. I mean, just look at the headlines. Look what's going on. You've got the far left, the Antifa activists are now encouraging people to loot stores during the coronavirus panic. I mean, there's no shock here. The far left people are now encouraging people to shoplift and loot as this panic sweeps the nation. You know, back when Martin Luther King was assassinated, it wasn't but a couple of months later, there was a book written called 10 Blocks from the White House. And this is a book that was actually gifted to me in a couple of large boxes that were sent to me while I was in Vietnam. Now, I'd been there for probably a good 8 months by that time, by the time these packages arrived. I didn't know who these things were coming from. Who the hell is sending me packages in Vietnam? No address, no name I recognize. Open these things up. There's brownies and there's cookies in there. And there's all sorts of stuff. And books and magazines, and most of which I just, took the magazines. I went through them, found stuff that interested me. The rest of it I just kind of put out in the area where everybody'd hang out and watch TV and, drink a little Who Had Beer. And, no, we didn't have Corona back in those days. And there was a book in here called 10 Blocks from the White House, and I've still got that book. And it was interesting because it was images of people looting stores. I mean, that wasn't all the images, but these are the ones that struck me. And I hate to say it, but they were mostly black people. And they're ripping off televisions. Of course, TVs were a hell of a lot heavier back in, 1968, 69 than they are today. Today, you can rip off a 43 or a 50-some-inch TV, and you can carry it with one arm, and it's no big deal. But back in the days, man, freaking 23, 24-inch television was heavier than hell. But these people are ripping off stores, running on down the street. Their eye buzz are bugged out in the whole nine yards. And that's what these people are recommending. You got a communist activist, Wendy Trevino, who purports to be some kind of an author and a grant writer. She seems to be spearheading this on her Twitter page. It's unbelievable. People encouraging others to loot stores. But these are more the people that think that somebody owes them something? Pure insanity. Yesterday was absolute carnage and mayhem across the board in the financial markets. I watch the precious metal markets. They absolutely got destroyed yesterday. Let me pull something up as an example. I have nothing, in essence, prepared today. I'm running kind of loose. By the way, I'll be filling in for Michael Rivera tomorrow for 3 hours. So if you care to do so, do join me. 3 hours. I never could figure out why anybody would want to do a three-hour program, but I guess I'll be doing one tomorrow. On May the 5th, spot gold was at $1,667.80. And it actually went a little higher after that, closing in on the 1700s. So where is spot gold right now? $1,524. So you got about $140-some-odd downturn in spot gold right now. It's back up about 14 and a half bucks from where it was. At one time, it was up $44 today, but settled off a little bit. Silver has been very flat. Silver's down another 36 cents today. I don't get it. People are buying everything they can get a hold of. Why is my local supplier does not have a single ounce of silver to sell? Unless somebody happens to come in there and sell it to them. But people ain't selling. They're buying. So, and my local guy, by the way, is where I'm getting my fractional silver, which I'm going to go pick up tomorrow. No, I can't do that. Yeah, I can. I go on later. I look at my big supplier up in the L.A. area. I've not been able to reach them by phone since Friday. They closed down early because of, you know, coronavirus. I think also that I wasn't looking at things right. I tried to call them at about 1:30 because I'd forgotten daylight savings time kicked in, and I'm looking back at you know, oh, California's an hour behind us, but I forgot by then we're the same time. And they announced they'd be closing at 1:30 on that day, so I couldn't reach them then. I've been trying to call them for all day Monday, all day Tuesday, on and off. I'm getting busy circuits. I'm getting things going to not a traditional voicemail, but something weird. No response on the email. They're absolutely buried, and you're lucky if you can get in. Well, I haven't been able to get in. So I started working with my guy up in Northern California and have done several sizable transactions with him, which are people had to bank wire. And they're clients I've dealt with for many, many, many years, and family trusts and stuff of this nature. And fortunately, the bank wires came in today, and because I got to wire them. Technically, I should have to get them out today, or one of them today, but I'm going to shoot them both out tomorrow. Save me some money sending two at one time, maybe more. And that's my goal, to try to save people money. Well, I'm not, you know, jumping for joy over the cost, but it's getting crazy what people are willing to pay. I go to another website. I'll flat tell you who it is. AppMex. Well, I can very easily meet or beat AppMex's pricing, except for one thing. You go to AppMex right now today, out of stock, out of stock, out of stock, out of stock. You know, oh, they've got some stuff up there with some possible prices, but then when you scroll down to look at those things, they're out of stock. Why do you bother putting something up there and saying, well, price is as low as, and they give you a whole range of stuff that, you know, you might be able to do, except that they've got no inventory. I get a hold of my guy up in Northern California, and he's got inventory. Fair price, not complaining. It's up about 0.25% over what I would normally pay above spot, but very, very acceptable. Very, very acceptable. We were able to get those. I do have access to some British sovereigns. I do have some access to some Swiss 20 franc pieces. Depending on the supplier, we may have to go with, if somebody's calling me right now, I can't answer it. I'm getting a call from a 231 area code and I can't answer it. So if they're not listening, they're not listening. Watch this. I'm just going to say, hey, I'm on the air. This is Jeff. I am live, but I'm also on the air right now, so I can't talk. You'll have to call back in an hour. Thank you. Anyway, so that's kind of the nature of what's going on here. Silver's been tough. My Southern California supplier, the gentleman I really love working with, and we've had an amazing relationship. As I mentioned before, I'm one of the few people that's ever met him. Everything else is verbal on the phone, etc. And all that good stuff, but he's basically not taking orders until Monday. Well, I had an interesting talk with his secretary yesterday. She called me to say, Jeff, we got a problem. We shipped an order to a client, and it turns out we included one additional coin. If she wants to buy it, that's fine. She can send you a check and you can pay us. Or if she doesn't want it or can't afford it or whatever, we'll send Pulseman to pick up the extra coin and bring it back. It's our expense. And I talked to her. She said, no, I'll keep it. I'll keep it. And the funny thing is, and this is kind of the reason I brought up what was spot on the 5th of May or whatever it was versus what it is today. And although spot is considering $140 lower per ounce, they're getting more money for these things because nobody's got any. It's supply and demand. Gold and silver. It's the new toilet paper. It's the insanity. Absolutely insane. So, yeah, you go take a look at AppMix, and you're going to find, oh, we got prices as low as this. They've changed a lot of stuff on their front website right now. They're not poking a lot of product. You scroll down in there, and you go there, okay, American Gold Eagle by weight. All right, we go to that. We're going to click on 1 ounce Gold Eagles, and let's see if anything has changed. This is our top pick. We can get this for as low as this, except that they don't have any. God. I'm loving it. Alert me. Alert me. Alert me. That means if you get some, contact me. It's nuts. It's absolutely nuts. Now, they allegedly might have some 2019s, but yeah, nothing's good. Nothing's good. So it's been interesting. I'm not cut off from supply, but I have more limitations as to where I can get product. This nation's gone nuts, people. This nation has gone absolutely out of their freaking minds. Now, let's see what's going on here today. Oh, my goodness. The Dow is up 693 points. They're trying to buy it back. At 20,864, we were at 29-something a week ago. S&P 500's up 104 at 24.90. NASDAQ up 322. They're at 72.26. Wasn't the NASDAQ in the $9,000 range a couple of weeks ago? The global Dow's up a little bit. Gold is up to 37, 38 bucks. After the bloodbath of yesterday. Oil down another $1.77 a barrel today. Why isn't that translating to the streets? I got a notice from a friend back in, I can't remember what state, it's like Arkansas or Florida or something. They expect that by this weekend, a gallon of regular gas is going to be down to $1.85. We're still in the 280s, 290s here in Arizona. What the hell is going on here? We got to truck it in from Long Beach. Or wherever it's coming from. It's nuts. Absolutely nuts. McConnell says there's a second coronavirus aid bill coming soon. Yeah, but who's it going to go to? This is unreal. Chip sector earnings could fall 70% in a recession. The 13 companies are working on coronavirus treatments or vaccines. Here's where things stand. Vaccines? Bite me. Not on my best day. No thanks. Ain't playing that game. Over on the metals market, rhodium, which was over $11,000 just a week and a half ago or a week ago, is down another $1,000 today at $6,000 an ounce. Palladium up $59 today at $1,551. Platinum down another $12. It's at $658. Platinum just ain't doing good anymore. Silver off 36 cents at $12.56 an ounce today. Gold up 14 and a half at $15.24 thereabouts. But as I shared on John's program yesterday, don't try to equate spot with what you're having to pay for a product. Okay? Just a little over an hour ago, I put a package together for one of our RBN listeners. And give me a second here. I got to get this stuff out and going. So I tell you, spot right now is at 1524, right? Okay, I don't know exactly what it was back then. I've got to pull my notes up. But six 1-ounce gold pieces at, is this the right page? I don't know. Yeah. I think that is. I hope so. Or I goofed her up. Hang on. Yeah. $1,643 and some odd cents. And that's inclusive of any potential cost, shipping, this, that, and the other thing. So, you know, it gives you an idea where we're at right now. We're sitting at roughly $100 above spot for a 1-ounce gold eagle. Yeah, there's other forms of gold we can buy that if we can get it, might save a few bucks here or there. Gold Eagles. 999 fine. 999 fine. Which means it's not pure. But don't confuse things. It doesn't mean there's not an ounce of gold in there, because there is. But in addition to that ounce of gold, there's also, of the total content, I believe it's 7% copper for hardness, and 3% silver, which adds to the beauty factor of it. Okay? Does that make sense? All right. So that's the reality of that stuff. You cannot buy gold and silver, gold and silver at spot. As I shared on John's program yesterday, spot is a figure that's used to, is a guide for Wall Street. You're buying paper gold. You're buying a futures contract. You're buying an options contract. You're committing for 20, 30, 100,000, 10,000 ounces of silver, whatever. But you're never going to take delivery of it. You're strictly rolling the dice. Think that if you get, you know, 10,000 ounces of silver contracted on paper and it goes up 20 cents or a buck, you cash it in and you clean up. That's all they're doing. But it has nothing to do with the cost of the real goods. That's why there is a disparity. Okay? Maybe that answers some of that for you. Maybe it clears it up. There is a cost of a product, of a finished product. You know, it's like buying an automobile. You go out, you contract for, you know, a roll of steel or aluminum or whatever they're making these things out of anymore. I drive old cars, so I don't care what this new stuff is. I'm sick of all this computerization, all these new cars. My God, I go out, I'm picking up some parts for my Pathfinder. I've got an 03 Pathfinder with 208,000 miles on it. I love this car like no vehicle I've ever loved in my life. And there's some power options I would love to have on it, but they don't have it, so that's how it goes. Unbelievably reliable vehicle. I also have an 05 Jeep that's got 107 or 108,000 on it. That's nowhere near the car that that Pathfinder is. Oh, yeah, it's got power seats. So what? It sucks more gas. It's a piece of garbage, comparatively speaking. Yeah, I've shared the story with you. A month or so ago, we thought I was going to put a new engine in the Pathfinder because we had some major issues, and even my guy was here and said, "Vips, you're done. You're throwing a rod." No, it turned out $17 for the parts. We rebuilt the oil cooler. That was the problem in the vehicle. It's doing just fine. What are some of the other headlines we're looking at today? Silver, the original article, the title of the article was "Silver Plummets as Mints Can't Keep Up with Demand." Well, that's reality. The U.S. Mint had a day the other day. They sold over 1 million ounces of silver the other day. Where that stuff has gone to, I don't know. They can't keep up with the minting. the people who strike the discs that the 1 ounce silver Eagles are stamped on can't keep up with demand. Not only are they trying to deal with the government, but they also mint a product for one of my big suppliers, a product they've been minting for them since 1983. Metals have plunged in the markets, but there's still demand for physical coins in the midst of this coronavirus outbreak. Phil Strebel, chief market strategist of a company called Blue Line Futures, says that, I can tell you one thing. I called around the last couple of days. Now, keep in mind, this statement was made yesterday. Here's what he said. I called around the last couple of days trying to buy physical metals, specifically physical silver. Silver was $1.50 to $2 over spot. So there's an underlying demand that is out there right now, just more on the physical side. Well, your cost above spot is going to be depending on what you're looking at. You're looking at a silver round. You're looking at a silver eagle. Silver eagles are going to cost you considerably more than $2 over spot. So I decided to add a note last night as I was publishing, and it said, by late on Monday, the honesty and integrity of a very large number of precious metal suppliers had allowed the greed factor to take over. I submit to you to beware. Now, I've had a couple of clients that were, we just kept going back and forth. We couldn't touch bases. I kept trying to call them, text them, et cetera. And because we could, they found some other stuff locally or wherever, and they picked a few things up. Good, fine. I don't like losing their business. But the fact of the matter is, it's, everybody understands what the game plan is, and you got to grab it where you can get it. I just pray God these people didn't get raked over the coals. So now we're going to take a look at yesterday. For the third time in the month, and keep in mind that yesterday was only the 16th. So in roughly half the month, we witnessed the largest single day point crash in stock market history. Even more so than obviously 1929, but 1929 wasn't up to 20,000 whatever on the Dow. But we are witnessing history in the making. For the third time in six trading sessions, we've witnessed the single largest day point crash in stock market history. Now think about that. March 9th, the Dow set a new record by falling 2,013 points. March the 12th, 3 days later, another 2,352 points. And then, of course, yesterday, down just under 3,000 points. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Down roughly 7,000 points in just a matter of three trading days. That's pretty spooky. Real spooky. And why? Because people are running around trying to buy toilet paper. You can't eat toilet paper. Folks, I'm telling you, you can get a newspaper and it's cheaper, and it'll do the same thing. It may not be as soft and tender and gentle on your bungholio, but come on. You do what you got to do. This country is a paper tiger. And I look and have to think, are we in fact at the end of the American empire? Because all that we've seen happen in the last couple of weeks is going to be worse than 1929. Between October of 29 end of July of 32, we had an 89% decline. What's going to happen? We'll be back in just a few minutes.
You do not have a job, open nothing. The bottom falling out. All the people slipping through the cracks. Well, you can run and hide, but you just can't change the facts.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
The Republic Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore, is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
About a dollar in, a dollar out. How does interest come about?
A dollar in, a dollar out.
How does interest come about?
A dollar in, a dollar out.
How does interest come about?
A dollar in.
A dollar in, a dollar out.
apologies for being gone this long. Jeff Bennett here. I got to be honest with you. I've had several other people call that are interested in buying some, 100 ounces of silver and stuff like that. And right now I'm kind of dead. Now, one woman, an RBN client, called this morning. Even though my guy's theoretically not taking orders, I think I told you, secretary called me yesterday, and people just won't leave him alone. He's been forced to just take orders. The guy's 71, not a big deal. I'm 72, but he's had some health issues this last year, over the last couple months, I really hear it in his voice. He's dragging butt. And I know 10 years ago, he wanted to sell a business and just get out of it. But he felt obligated because he's got some really good people working for him. And he just didn't want to put them out of work. So anyway, I said, look, I need a favor. But I said, I told him about my conversation with his secretary yesterday. And I just, people have been hammering him and basically making him take orders and the whole nine yards. And I won't do that with him. And I just said, look, I got to apologize, but I really need a favor on this one. Because this woman lives in a particular state, but her banking is another state. She can't arrange for a bank wire. She can't even call her own bank and get somebody to answer the phone. That's how bad it's getting. Are you kidding? I called my bank this morning. Couldn't get anybody to answer the phone. It rang and rang and rang, went to voicemail. They wanted to reconnect me with some national bank central crap. I'm not going to talk to those people. They don't know me. It's a joke. Absolute joke. Well, here we sit, Panic in the Streets. Nice movie poster from an Elia Kazan film back in the 50s. Jack Palance. My friends, I warn you, the worst is yet to come. The official line in government keeps saying that's what they're telling us. The media keeps repeating it. The masses keep panicking further. My wife found out a story yesterday. Man, no toilet paper, which we're okay. We didn't need that. She had to buy steaks. Now, I don't eat more than a couple steaks a year anymore, okay? She wanted to get ground beef. No ground beef. She bought steaks. Guess I get the meat grinder out, make our own damn ground beef. The biggest problem with this coronavirus pandemic is not the virus itself, but the reaction of the general public. I mean, that's insanity. Absolute insanity. Not that long ago, we mentioned that more people would be bankrupted by the ridiculous amounts of panic that would die from the virus, which is looking to be more true by the day. We're not saying you shouldn't be prepared, but the sheer amount of fear is doing more damage to the economy, and it more than likely ain't going to recover for years. And don't think that the Democrats aren't going to use this against Trump come election day, if we even have an election. Now, if y'all went to the grocery store this past weekend, you probably experienced at least empty shelves where TP used to be stocked. You might even have seen the frozen foods wiped out along with the chips and the crackers. Oh, people are more concerned about buying Doritos than they are about anything else. People have been panicking as the mainstream media continues to shove the narrative that you're going to have to give up your freedom of movement and what little economic freedom you have left in order to contain this virus. You ready for that? Because that's what you're going to need to prepare for in the coming weeks. An economic crisis, not a pandemic. It was announced yesterday, 7 million people in San Francisco Bay Area have been told to stay put, don't come out. Well, that's probably their benefit. They won't be walking on the sheets of San Francisco. They're as bad as L.A. They got more piles of poop in that street than they do going to the sewers. They now got crews going out there once a week cleaning up the piles of doo-doo that the homeless people are dropping on the sidewalks. What kind of disease you think that's bringing? Now, unfortunately, toilet paper is literally gone in most places, even tough to find online. But if you go to Morgana Precious Metals, the headline, you'll see a roll of golden toilet paper. When that stuff first came out, $1,400 a roll. Ooh, it's so fine, so delicate. But if you've prepared and have a couple extra rolls of toilet paper, you could use it to barter in an economic depression. That could be priceless. Then you go get some newspapers. Of course, you could always switch to a bidet and save your toilet paper. They don't cost all that much. You can install one right on your toilet, giving you a powerful mountain of paper to barter with. I mean, so many Americans have not even considered an alternative to toilet paper. I mean, baby wipes, paper towels. Just to get you through a possible couple of week lockdown. But now they're talking about maybe longer. If you have a septic system, a bidet could help immensely with not filling it up, which will save you money in the long run. If there's never any toilet paper left in the grocery store, you'll at least have the bidet. Oh, it's going to be a change for sure, and only you can decide if it's worth it, but it's a great solution. Weird. Of course, you should also have an emergency fund in place. Maybe you got 3 to 6 months worth of expenses saved up? I doubt it very much, folks. Those days are gone in this country. Because if not, it's probably too late. You should have some emergency food stored. Some of you know that. Some of you haven't. They're restocking emergency food kits more quickly than toilet paper right now. It's like Y2K all over again, except worse. Come on. I told a story a couple of weeks ago, and I don't remember if it was on John's program or my program. It doesn't make any difference which program. I think I was filling in for John one night on a Friday night. Think about this. That old listener on our previous endeavor. John and I had a network once many years ago called Republic Radio International, I think. Yeah, RRI. And we had a longtime listener that, you know, most of the broadcasters, and some pretty good names on the network at the time, who were all talking about the Y2K and do this and do that and get food and get that and don't forget your gas mask, et cetera, et cetera. And this guy went out and borrowed money to go out and buy so much storage food. And when Y2K didn't come to pass as it was expected to, he called up screaming on the radio, on John's program, that, you know, because I listen to you guys, I'm now broke, and I did this, and I do that, and I'm so PO'd, I just gave all the damn food away. What an idiot. What an absolute idiot. All these years later, he and his family could have been still eating that stuff. Yeah, now I realize that most of it's got a 5 to 10 year shelf life. You could have been eating great. I don't know who he gave it to, but you certainly could be setting up a real nice community meal and having a bunch of homeless folks over. Oh, by the way, Dollar General announced yesterday. I don't know if this is across the board or one particular store. I didn't go read the whole article. Their first hour of business each day is strictly going to be dealing with elderly people. I guess probably a post-65 or post-70 age group. And they will have a free run of the store for the first hour. Also heard a story about some of the Dollar Generals and dollar stores that somebody comes in and, man, how come you got no damn toilet paper? I got to have me some toilet paper. And they say, well, sorry, we don't have it. You'll have to go somewhere else, and they basically boot them out of the store. But if somebody comes in and they're, you know, I'm 72 and my husband's died and blah blah, they got toilet paper in the back room, and they'll sell them one or two things, you know. But if you start acting like a jerk, they're not going to take care of you at all. And you know what? That's the way it ought to be. Sorry, that's just the way it needs to be. This mass panic in this country, my friends, is far more worrisome than the actual virus. Preparations for social unrest. Be able to defend yourself and your preps. Economic meltdown, wholly caused by the unnecessary panicking of an unprepared, is a far bigger concern. If this is how people act and react over a couple of rolls of toilet paper, can you imagine an economic collapse caused by this same mentality? When they can't get any more TV dinners? Well, they probably don't make those things anymore anyway. I never liked them. The media. My wife is hollering more about this. If the media would just stop, shut up. They have all but ensured a major economic collapse. Could be a well-thought-out plan by the elites to make sure Trump ain't reelected, but who knows? Economic collapse is highly likely, much bigger problem than this virus. And the collapse, my friends, will be swift. Keep calm. Prepare. It is wholly insane. Absolutely, completely insane, all that's going on. In greed, we trust. It's a picture of the back of a dollar bill. Instead of having the words, "In God we trust," somebody beautifully has reworded it and says that, "In greed we trust." I've got a picture of it up on Morgana. Simple things. Things we've kind of covered a roundabout way. This massive, extreme disconnect between paper and physical gold. Well, there always has been. One had value, the other one may or may not have value, depending upon the investor in the paper gold and if it made him money or lost him money. I buy gold and silver. I don't care about the day-to-day value of it. I had a guy once that bought, 10 or 11 ounces of gold from me. It was 15, 17 years ago. The guy would start calling me every single month. "What's my gold worth? What's my gold worth?" Wait, whoa. Slow up. What was spot gold the day you bought your stuff? It's listed on your original order, unless you threw it away. And what is spot gold today? That's all you need to know. It's a guide. Okay? Don't ask me what your stuff is worth a month and 2 months later. It's the dumbest question you could ever ask because the answers are out there. Don't worry about what the retail value is or the wholesale value, etc. You got, what's it going to buy? What's it going to put on your table, in your pantry? It's unreal. Over the last 10 years, the central banks have effectively shown that when there is a real crisis, gold actually goes down. And it's so blatant that it's a joke. Well, yeah, but a lot of that's manipulation. We're back to playing the Wall Street mess continues to dictate. Tell that to these criminal precious metals enterprises, and there's some of them out there. I heard of a broadcaster yesterday. People were calling in on this individual's program saying that, "Oh, my God, if you can get this, give me a full box, I'll pay you $25 an ounce." And the broadcaster said, I cannot consciously do that. And some of you may have listened to her. I'll tell you the rest of the story now. Of course she can't consciously do it. I know where she gets her goods, and she can't get any. They don't have any to sell. So it makes her sound like she really cares, but she doesn't. She can't get the stuff. Because I guarantee you, if she could, she would take $25 an ounce for it. It isn't worth that, but she'd take it. That's reality. Here's the headline I loved. "Stocks aren't bargains yet, but a buying opportunity will come. Here's how you know it's here." My comment was, BS. That's the game they're going to play. Oh, they're going to get real cheap. And at what point are they going to be cheap enough? And how many years are you going to have to wait for them to come back, recover, and be able to pay a decent dividend? "Are stock prices now attractive enough to provide a safety net under this plunging market? I know it seems strange to be asking this question. Prior to February, the debate among analysts was between those who thought the market was merely overvalued and those who considered it to be extremely overvalued. But still, when valuations become attractive enough, courageous, contrarian-minded investors will step up to the plate and start buying, thereby cushioning the havoc wreaked by the panic selling. When will that point be reached? So they're already laying the groundwork for the phone calls. Hey, Martha, we've had a big drop. Let's start buying again. Another headline I'm not even going to get into. One veteran trader exclaimed in full caps over his text, "It's total effing global carnage. Because wherever you look today, there's blood in the streets. In my days of growing up, those kind of statements may have been thought about, and they may have been shared between several people, but they were never published as a news article headline. But that's what they're doing today. Here's another one that interested me last night. Here come the mass layoffs. New York unemployment site goes down. Tens of thousands of people have lost their jobs. People, this is just the beginning. This is only the beginning. That Doobie Brothers? I can't remember. New York's unemployment website overwhelmed yesterday. The coronavirus pandemic put tens of thousands of people across the state out of work. Too damn bad it wasn't the governor and the mayor of New York. In many ways, the U.S. economy is currently in the eye of the coronavirus storm. Cities and states are under quarantine lockdown. CDC has prohibited any groupings of more than 50 people. 50 people! My wife took the youngest granddaughter home yesterday and hung out, did some stuff. She came home, wanted to go to dinner last night. And, yeah, sure. As she gets closer, she wants to go to Carrabba's. Well, we like Carrabba's. And we get over there at about 8:10, and they're closed. They're closing at 8 o'clock. So we figured we got to go somewhere else. And she just said, well, do you want to go here? I said, sure. We walked into Village Inn. One manager, one server, one cook. Two tables are full. That was it. And I don't care to go out that much. Not any longer. And I asked her, I said, is this place always this slow, or is this because it is, you know, people drinking cheap beer virus? And she starts laughing. Here's an old picture from back in the day. World's highest standard of living. There's no way like the American way. And down below that billboard is a whole bunch of homeless people standing in line trying to get food at the soup kitchen. I mean, let's be honest. In a lot of ways, our economy is currently in the eye of this storm. The cities are under quarantine lockdown. Stores are closing early. Restaurants closing early. You know, full capacity in this place is 280 people. There weren't a dozen people in this place. Maximum 50 people. Today's St. Patrick's Day. It's my granddaughter's 16th birthday. The bars are shut down. My God, it's the healthiest place to be. Not the beer. You know, some good bourbon, a good rye, some tequila, good cognac. I got a bottle on here that I bought a few months and bought it for myself for Christmas. I bought my own damn Christmas present, a bottle of cognac, baby. And I woke up the other day, late in the day, I wasn't feeling real good. I had a little bit of a sore throat. I was a little nervous. I ain't had the sore throat since. You know why? Because I took two small sips of cognac. It is the most amazing medicinal alcohol on the planet, in my estimation. And I had a lot of years of experimentation and knowledge, you understand. Understand something, my friends. It's hurricane season. Oh, not the kind we're accustomed to. But this hurricane is about to hit front and center. The service industry mecca of New York is leading the way. People ain't traveling. They ain't going into hotels. They ain't doing nothing. No, this ain't good, man. This ain't good at all. Economics is more than, you know, we certainly want to get into. I need to go to my doctor for reasons that don't matter to anybody. I called him a couple weeks ago. I need a referral to someone to look at my eyes a little bit more intensely. But I think there's something else going on. I need to go in. He's not just going to give me a referral. I'm going to have to go in and see him. I don't really want to go in because there's going to be nothing but sickness and health issues in that waiting room of his. Oh, AMC movie theaters yesterday announced that they will only allow a ticket sale that will max out at a 50% capacity in every theater in that place. So you go to AMC, they got 12, 16, you know, little mini theaters in there, and I suppose they could take, you know, several hundred, 250 people, 300. They're only going to allow half the ticket sales in each one of those films. Hollywood's going to suffer. Look at the movies that have already been postponed. The new James Bond's now been postponed till April. I don't think it's going to happen. I think it's going to get postponed. No, now it's been postponed in November. That's what it is. Another film has been postponed till next year. They don't want to spend all this money and have a chance that nobody's going to go out and spend the money to go to the movie. It's unreal. Yeah. Welcome, my friends, to the end of the line. Gold and silver, the new toilet paper. But that doesn't shut us down. If you want to inquire, you want me to do some shopping for you, 602-799-8214. Give me a call, and I will go to work for you. I'll see you tomorrow on Michael Kerr's program for 3 hours, and I'll be back on Thursday. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye.
Reputations changeable, situations tolerable, but baby, you're adorable, and no need with care. I'm so tired of being lonely, I still have some love to give. Won't you show me that you really care?
Got somebody to lean on. Put your body next to mine and dream on.
I've been fucked up and I've been fooled. I've been robbed and ridiculed. You take your senses and
lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.